This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnick.
God bless you in greetings in that all-powerful, blessed, and healing name of Jesus. This is Apostle James Brodnick, your friend and your apostle of prayer. You know, I have been praying and helping the body of Christ through prayer. Now it's going into 36 years, and I have seen Jesus through this prayer ministry raise individuals up off of the bed of affliction and heal them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. I thank God every day for this miracle working prayer blessing ministry. But you know, Jesus told us in St. John chapter 14 and verse 12, the works that I do, greater works than these should you do, should James Brodnick do, because I go to my Father. Yes, I'm just like the garden hose that the water flowed through. I prayed the prayer of faith, but Jesus worked the miracles. I'm going to be on a 72-hour prayer watch this weekend praying for Louisiana. You that need a miracle, you that need a breakthrough, you that need an answer, you that need a word from the Lord, I want you to call me at 972-283-0002. 972-283-0002. That's my direct number. I answer that number right there. And I'm going to be on this 72-hour prayer watch. And I'm going to pray and believe God for the miracles that you need in your life. I can only pray and help one person at a time. So if you dial and if I don't answer, just keep dialing back. That means that I'm already praying for somebody. But you're going to get through, and I'm going to pray, and God is going to work the miracle. Yes, the Bible says that the prayers of the righteous avail us much. That means that the prayers of the righteous get results. The Word of God tells us in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 20, believe in the Lord your God, and you should be established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. If you're ready to prosper the kingdom kind of way, I want you to call me and let me help you through prayer, through faith, and through prophecy. That number again is 972-283-0002. 972-283-0002. When you dial that number right there, that's the number that's going to release heaven's blessings into every area of your life. Give me the opportunity through the power of prayer to help you. Give me the opportunity to touch your situation with the power of prayer. Call me, 972-283-0002. And the good news is this. You could be the next one bragging on God just like this.
When Apostle Brodnick pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
This man of God prophesied and he challenged everybody's faith about sowing a seed. And it was, I'm a sower anyway, but this is one of the largest seeds that I had ever sown in my life. And that particular year after that, I got an increase in my finances for, I know it was a good $40,000 for that particular year that came up. But I even want to take you even a step further than that, because that particular seed allowed so many things to happen. Because my financial wealth had increased for that particular year, I walked into the Lexus dealership, because I got crazy faith. So I walked into the Lexus dealership, did not have to put a dime down based on that increase in what you talked about. And even to this day, based on that income I got for that particular year, got two major credit cards from two major banks. The Lord just put it in my spirit to go online and look up major banks. So I did just that, applied for it, and I'm telling you, I got a credit limit on both credit cards. Tried many times before, it never would happen for me. But I'm just telling you, man of God, I'm still reaping the benefits.
Because we serve a God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we could ever ask or think. We planted a seed, and there was an opportunity that came up. And I'm like, when I saw the opportunity, I said, I'm like, why can't nobody else see this opportunity? And it was so apparent to me. And God showed me exactly how to present it to the company, how to market it, how to package it, the whole nine yards. And I'm standing here to tell y'all that on Wednesday, God gave me and my wife our own business. Okay? He gave us our own business on Wednesday. We closed on our house on Thursday, and my last day on my job was on Friday. Hallelujah! Now, this is the God that we serve. This is the God that we serve. And if you don't want to praise him, I'll praise him for myself. I'm telling you what I saw for myself. I'm telling you, I saw it. I saw it. Just praise your way through and keep giving and trust in the man of God. Amen.
When Apostle Broadnecks pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
Give us your name and what city you're from, and tell us what the Lord has done for you.
Sister Tammy Landreth, Athens, Tennessee. We had come to your revival, and my son is in the prison in Nashville. Well, he'd come up for his parole hearing on the 12th. Well, exactly a week later, and you know, we'd come up through the prayer line, and you had took my husband's hand, and the power of God took you over. You just went to speaking in tongues, and automatically after you went to speaking in tongues, you said, the Lord is going to take care of that boy behind bars. Woo! And we knew exactly what you were talking about. And I'm looking at Brother Martin, that's us! And see, because they said they'd really rather him do 4.5 years, and he'd done been in there just 2 years. And the other gentleman that was in trouble with him, his parole had got denied. But I knew when God spoke that God was going to move. Well, we had heard from Tyler after that, and he said, Mom, the rest of the people have got their scores back. He said, and I don't. So, you know, it's not looking good. Let him know, hey, the man of God didn't speak, and God didn't speak in vain. Woo! Well, we left from church the other night, called home, tell our husband we're on our way, and he was on the phone with Tyler, and he said, honey, said he called, said he made parole. God's word come to pass just exactly like he said. Yeah. Even when the devil wanted to make it look like he wasn't going to come for it, just like God used Brother Broadnux to say, God was going to work it out.
You were saying the Lord was going to move some stuff out of my way.
Yes.
And I'd been looking for a job closer to home for over a year. And finally, I got one the other day.
So coming to this revival, God has blessed you.
Right.
And God has given you a job close to home.
Right.
Which is your desire.
Right.
So he gave you your heart desire.
Right.
Are you excited about it?
I am. Woo!
And God bless you.
I've been knowing Pastor Broadnux for a long time, and the way you see him on stage, I know him off stage too. He is just as humble. He is a true man of God. And if he tells you something, it will come to pass. And the last time he was here, my boyfriend at the time, he was having nightmares. He was in the military over in Afghanistan, and he was crying. He wanted to come home so bad. And Prophet Broadnux gave me a handkerchief, and he said, tell him to put it under his pillow. And he did just that, and those nightmares stopped. And in fact, he couldn't get no sleep. He went to get no sleep to oversleeping. And then the following revival, he was here for a long time that time. He gave us a little handkerchief to pin on us. He says, women, if you want to get married.
Wedding garment prayer cloth.
Yeah, put it on you. And at the time, I really didn't want to get married. I was young and I had a good home and there ain't no need to leave and all that good stuff. But he came home that August and he knelt down and he said, will you be my bride? And I said, yes.
Yes, beloved child of God, that is the power of prayer, faith, and prophecy. I believe that you are just one dial away from your breakthrough, just one dial away from your miracle. Pick up that telephone and call me now. Let's touch and agree with Bible faith and believe God for your deliverance. Let's believe God for your miracle. I have prayed and helped thousands around this world. And now I am here to help you. You have one thing to do. Pick up the phone and call me at 972-283-0002. 972-283-0002. And the good news is this. You could be the next one bragging on God. Just like this.
Last year, Apostle Broadnax was here, and he ministered to me. And he told me at my house, which was me and my cousin was living together at the time, that he saw dancing and singing, and we were singing Oh Happy Day. Said that God was going to turn some situations around, and at the time, I had lost everything. And I'm like, God, but I was thanking God that I had a place to live. Not one time did God let me be outdoors or walk in the streets or any of that. So she took me in, praise God. Round about, what time was it, Lorraine? Round about August, September, somewhere around in there. Some money came through.
Money came through.
Money! I got a check that had so many zeros on there, I ain't never seen no check like that. I had never seen a check like that, Apostle. I had to sit there and actually look at the check because she'll tell you,
she got all them zeros.
My head wasn't right. I couldn't get my head together. I couldn't get my head together. I had to sit down. I didn't know whether to sit down, lay down, stand up. Sometimes I just started walking. I just kept walking looking at this check. I'm like, my God is there. But God turned it around, connecting me with some people. And the owner of the condo that I got, he said, I'm going to show you how to make some money. He said, I'm going to show you how to become a wealthy person. He said, you need to get some real estate, because he buys real estate. Him and his wife said, I'm going to show you how to make money.
So not only did God just bless you, but then connected you.
Connected me with people with money that's going to make money. Because it's one thing to get money, but you got to know how to turn that money over.
You know what?
Apostle, I'm destined for wealth. Listen to a song every day. I am the seed of Abraham. I'm gonna get my Abraham blessed.
So, other words, this 3-bedroom condo and bath and a half, that's just the beginning.
That's just the beginning.
Because wealth is on the way.
On the way.
Well, Louisiana, we are almost at the close of another Master Key program. You have heard this day. One after another, bragging on nobody but God. When I prophesied to that woman, she was homeless, but God blessed her with big money. She was able to purchase a condo, 3-bedroom, bath and a half, and pay cash for the condo. Yes, miracles happen through this ministry. I want you to call me at 972-283-0002. 972-283-0002. I am on a 72-hour prayer watch for the state of Louisiana. And all you must do is to call, and I'm going to pray. 972-283-0002. 972-283-0002. 1-800-273-0002. And I believe if you give me the opportunity to pray, you could be the next one bragging on God. God bless.
K-A-Y-T FM. Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.
Hi, I'm Ed Lauberman III. I would like to take a moment to talk to you about your constitutional right to vote. Voting and democracy is very important in our nation. It provides people an opportunity to voice their opinion and vote for what they believe in. It holds elected officials accountable for their behavior while in office. We have come a long way and we still have a long way to go. But let's not forget where we came from to have this great honor to vote. As Dr. Martin Luther King said, "So long as I do not firmly and irrevocably possess the right to vote, I do not possess myself. I cannot make up my mind. It is made up for me. I cannot live as a democratic citizen observing the laws I've helped to enact. I can only submit to the edits of others." Now you have been given the opportunity to vote, your voice be heard, whether you care about jobs, income equality, infrastructure, or just want to make a difference. Now is your chance. Vote and make your voice be heard.
This voting PSA is being sponsored by concerned citizen Ed Lauverdane III, candidate for State Representative District 26.
Been through the storm and the rain. I've had heartaches and pain. Been in a lot of tight places where I had the strength. This is a mean world that we're living in. The reason why I need you, Jesus, because it's so easy for me to sin. That's why I'm begging you, Jesus, yeah. Don't let me fall. Fall. Listen. I've been through the storm and the rain. Church, I've had heartaches and pains. I've been in a lot of tight places. Yo, I've had the strength.
begging you, please. I'm begging you, please. I'm begging you, please. Don't let me fall. Oh,
feel your hand. There's a hunger and a thirst in the land for you to move.
Do it for me.
Right away. So many people ready to throw in the towel. If you don't move, we won't. To see a change, move the clouds together, send the former and latter rain. I need you to do it.
Do it for me.
Do it for me right away. Lord, we need you. We need you. We need you to do it. We need it now. Listen.
truly.